Hey, you guys, and welcome back to another Brain Dump Diaries podcast. This is Jessie Wallacher with the Brain Dump Diaries, Confident Fit Coaching, Rock Solid Gym, and a whole host of other things ready to chit-chat your ear off. So, in all honesty, if I'm being real, and this is the Brain Dump Diaries podcast, so this is exactly what it's all about, is whatever and anything that comes to my mind. I honestly didn't think I was going to post and share a podcast this week. Have just been doing a lot of self-work, worked all weekend. My apartment is getting really warm, and the AC does very little to much of anything. So have just been really focusing on getting myself into a good spot, I'm trying to get rid of this obnoxious cough that keeps tickling me. But one of the things that I was doing besides self-reflection is looking at all of the things that I have accomplished, not all the things that haven't worked out or that I've tried and haven't seen results from, but all of the things that I've done and given a go, whether they were big or small. And one of those things is, sorry, I completely forgot. I had not one, but three articles published in the River Valley Women's Magazine, which was something very big and important to me, and I totally had so much fun with. But I almost forgot. I honestly forgot that I wrote three. I thought it was at least two for sure, but I wrote three articles and they got published. And I even got a response back. I even got somebody to go out of their way to type in my email address and send me a message about it, how much they appreciated that. And what I wanted to do, since I did just the last week, if you're hearing this super consistently. Oh, this cough we need to get rid of. But just last week, if you're listening to this in a consistent time frame, if not, this doesn't really matter. But I just shared that I had a podcast with not only my Instagram, but my personal Facebook page. And that was something that was a bit of a step for me, I'll be honest. Just sharing that I'm doing something different and out there, and this is my real raw just thoughts and feelings, and I'm literally just making sure that my microphone is not flashing so that it is actually recording, that the thing on my computer is moving, therefore it is catching my voice, and I am just riffing. And again, sorry this is coughing in your ear, but I honestly didn't think that I had anything I wanted to talk about, anything I had to share. I mean, I have a whole list of notes in my phone and notes on my my journals of topics that I want to cover, and I mean, I have whole poster boards of topics that I want to chit-chat about, and just nothing was motivating to me. So what I want to do instead is oh my gosh, shut up. I hit the button on my microphone that paused it. Holy buckets. This, I need to go to bed. I need to be up in 5 hours. Okay. So what I want to do before I hit anything else is I just want to read you my River Valley Women's article on mindful eating for better health. So 4:15 in, I'm going to read this article word for word, and then we will chat about it. We'll see if I have anything to say, because I honestly haven't read this since it was published in 2017. Oh my gosh. Wow, we're coming up on 2 years. August of 2017, this was published. Wow, okay. Here we go. Mindful Eating for Better Health by Jessica Wallacher, or Jessie Wallacher now. So, when was the last time that you ate a meal and felt completely satisfied with it? And not just you enjoyed it, but you felt good after eating it. Not bloated, uncomfortable, or sick, just truly satisfied. Have you ever been, or did you know that could even be normal? Most of our society lives off of fast and easy, going through drive-thrus, eating on the go, snack food, fast food, pre-packaged and processed. These are the things that we have become accustomed to without even realizing it. You see people walking around in a fog, not knowing they're just going through the motions and not asking questions. Questions like, why is my food making me feel this way? Why am I having to take this or that after I eat? Why do I feel tired and drained after eating that meal? Do I really need to drink coffee all day long to stay awake? What if I were to tell you that you could eat a meal and actually feel comfortable afterwards? Not full or unhappy, but satisfied and good. Did you know you can and should feel that way after every meal? We live in a fast-paced world and are encouraged to keep up with it. Whether that's skipping through lunch in order to make things happen, or even snacking at your desk or whenever it might be convenient, we should be putting more time and effort into our meals. And it's not an inconvenience, it's necessary. We have so many overworked, overweight, and overtired people that we just assume that it's normal when it's far from it. It's actually normal to sit and enjoy a meal and really pay attention to what you're actually eating. This is a way that you can and should approach your food. Look at it as not only fuel for your body, but also as something you can enjoy. By being mindful and aware of what you're eating, food will become so much more than what it may be for you now. By eating mindfully, you are taking in all the senses that make up your food, what it looks like, smells like, tastes like, feels like, etc. If you slow down and really look at what you are eating, a few different things will happen. You'll find tastes and flavors you wouldn't normally pick up. You'll realize that certain foods make you feel a certain way, either energized or tired. You might find that you actually enjoy things you may have thought otherwise of. And the really crazy thing, when you become more aware of what you eat, you actually start to eat less. Not because you are forcing yourself to, but because you are allowing your body to catch up with your mind. You are letting it find out what it is actually full, when it is actually full, and making that decision to stop. I said before that there is no right way to do something. Whether it's diet, exercise, lifestyle, everything is different. That's why it can be so hard and or frustrating when looking at weight loss programs. Most of them are a basic meal plan with basic exercises and supplements you need to take, not taking into account what you really want out of it. Believe me, been there, done that. What's really fun about this? Once you truly embrace it and practice it daily, it can become a habit. And when something becomes a habit, you don't have to think or stress about it. You become an expert at that thing, and you can see more clearly the benefits of and ways to do it. I no longer stress about going out to eat, seeing a dessert table, and wondering if I'm gaining 10 pounds over a weekend because I have no control. I have the freedom and choice to decide to eat certain foods or not. I'm still on my weight loss journey and am able to enjoy the things I was terrified of on a previous diet without falling back. You have to realize anything you choose to do should be a lifestyle change, not something that happens over 60 days and that sends you back to reality. If you are able to find a way to happily balance all the things you love, you will find a freedom and liberation that you never knew existed. Mindful eating for better health, 101 with Jessie. That still holds true today. That still holds true to everything that I do with my clients, everything that I preach, everything that I will continue to preach, because it's so life-changing. It is life-changing to realize you have a choice, that you don't need somebody else to tell you what to do. You don't need a miracle plan. You don't need a miracle list of good and bad foods. You don't need to trick yourself into thinking you're eating something that is dessert. You're eating something that is naughty, but that is actually just protein-filled something. That is a health, quote-unquote, healthy cheat. That is something that you worked for, that you worked towards, and that you earned. Food is something you need to survive. You don't need to earn it. You are not a dog who earns a treat. And even dogs get fed every single day. They don't earn their food. and you are more, so much more than a dog. So I want to give you a little bonus tip that this is exactly what I do with my clients. This is a program that will be coming in the future. If you're listening to this later on, it probably exists, but I created my food experiment journal, and it guides you through this exactly. And it can be a one and done thing, but what it is to bring more awareness to what you're eating, to bring awareness to how your body reacts to food, how it reacts to the energy that it gives you. If you're able to go throughout the day feeling energized, if you're stress eating, if you're falling back into going to food for comfort in uncomfortable situations or in stressful situations, and it brings you back to realizing it again. But my whole thing, I've heard it in many different ways now, which is kind of crazy, but I'm so very glad that it's like being put out there, but I didn't honestly know that it was a thing. Just thought that it's what I've been sharing with my clients, but I'm so glad it's being shared. And my version is experimenting. So if you look at trying anything in life, but we're just sticking with health right now. So if you go into a new diet or trying different foods, trying to eat healthier, if you go into a new workout routine or a new style of training or just a different mindset towards exercise and movement, which is a whole nother podcast, if you go into it as an experiment, there is no success or failure. There's only an outcome when you do an experiment, and with that outcome, you decide what you want to do moving forward from it. So taking you back to science class, you come up with a hypothesis, what you think is going to happen. Then you experiment. You do different tests. You run different possibilities and potential, and you see what the outcome is. And if it supports your hypothesis, then it's deemed successful, correct? But if it doesn't, it's not a failure. It doesn't stop there. I can still picture this image in my science class where if the hypothesis in sense of that it isn't shown how you want it to, if it, for instance, is the opposite, it's not a failure. You just start over. You come up with a new hypothesis and you start the experiment over again in a way that is going to change it. Or you decide what you want to do with that outcome and you move forward with it. So I do this with all of my clients and it changes their lives. And it's something you can easily do, whether it's on your own or if you want to use the food experiment journal. I'll be honest, I go through it here and there a lot just because it's a good visualization. And I think we are far too obsessed and headfirst into technology that it's good to bring us back into the real world. Because when you put pen to paper and you see it written out and it's in physical form and it's no longer in your head, it makes it real. And I can go so much deeper into this, and that's why I have so many different journals. Well, three, but still. Of why it is so important to write. Why it is so important to get what's on your head, what's in your mind, what's circling around and around and around, and only you hear out into the world, even if it's just for your eyes, it's on paper. It's on something that you can physically touch and bend and move and flip and actually see, and it's no longer just behind your eyes and between your ears. And that's when real connections are made. That is when real realizations happen. And that is when real change lasts. Because you're able to put two and two together. You're able to have validation. And you're able to see and come up with those conclusions. But here's the thing. You are your own best scientist. You are your own best expert. And that is simply based, I'm not saying that doctors and jeepers. I'm not saying that doctors and nurses and all of them are just hoaxes and terrible things or anything like that. No, they're very much needed. But when it comes to how you feel, you're the only one that's going to be living in your body. And you need to enjoy and like and experience it in its full potential. So you can and should be your own best expert. You should be able to know how your body is going to react to certain foods, how it's going to react to certain movements, how it's going to react to certain stresses and days and situations and people and rest and a whole host of things. Yes, it sounds like a whole awful lot, but in order to get where you want to go, here's the thing. We always overthink this. In order to get where you want to go, you've got to do something you've never done before. And we always think that's hustle and grind and getting physically uncomfortable and trying different things and getting out of our comfort zone, which it is. But the emotional and psychological discomfort is the stuff that everybody misses because it's so uncomfortable. We don't like to be alone with our thoughts. We don't like to bring them out into the open because those are our deep, dark secrets. Those are our black sheep. Those are our things that we don't want out there. Yeah, this is a deep conversation for just mindful eating, for just eating healthier and making good choices. But it is because it is on such a deeper level because everything is attached to everything. You're not just overeating because you can't control your food, because you can't control your cravings. You're overeating because you're having a fight with your spouse. Your kids aren't doing too well. Your work is stressful. Family emergencies are coming up. You're having a job change. You're having a midlife crisis. You're dealing with an addiction. You're dealing with emotional pain and mental health issues, and you just don't know how to deal with it. So you numb it out by food or drugs or alcohol or sex or whatever it is. But it's something that gets you out of your head in a negative way, gets you out of your head, out of your body, and somewhere else because it's too painful to deal with. But, oh my gosh, welcome to my world. But by going through that and dealing with it and diving deep and working on it now, you are going to make those long-lasting changes where this no longer is a problem. And honestly, this is something that can happen. Those things that you're constantly dealing with, you're waking up to every single day and wishing were different, don't have to be that way. You can wake up and have absolutely no stress about your food and fitness and your body and your mind and your smile and your family and your job or anything like that. You can get rid of it without completely changing your life. You can have a different mindset and a different outlook and still have the same old life, but have it be completely transformed for the better. And I think that's all I want to say with that. As of right now, I am taking on private clients where we dive deep on this because this was the stuff that I went through and I figured out myself over the course of 2-3 years alone in my head, crying to my mother or just crying on the bathroom floor by myself. And I am that support system for you. We have super close connections. We talk daily and bi-weekly for long periods of time, and we have email support and writing homework and assignments, and it's a total transformation that you never knew you exactly wanted. So it's everything you wanted, but nothing how you expected. But yet it's everything you expected. It's a weird way to put it, but if you're the right person for this, you completely get it. Because nothing else out there is saying exactly what it is you want to hear. Nothing else out there is showing you and putting you in control where you feel you're in control. Because everything else is sent to you. It's a program you have to follow. You do this, this, and that. And you get the results. Whereas this, we figure it out together. We're constantly changing. We're constantly experimenting. But it's all on you. It puts you back in charge. And it gives you your choice back. And it gives you your voice back. And instead of struggling for years and years by yourself alone, we can fast track it in 6 months. Completely transform your life. 6 months or less, honestly. A lot of it will happen in the first few weeks, first few months. And at that 6 month point, we're basically just keeping touch. We're keeping tabs. because the more life you do in those 6 months, the more you're going to be prepared. And that's why I extended it. Instead of a 90-day program, I wanted 6 months. Because the more I spent with clients, the clients that signed on for longer periods of time, and the more we worked through and the more we struggled with and the more that life came up, the more we were able to work through those situations and have a better idea for the future. So, wasn't planning on pitching, but wanted to throw that out there. So, as we go into the new week, we'll just leave it at that. As we go into the new week, as we go into a new season, I don't want you to have to stress about it. I want you to fully enjoy your season, fully enjoy your time, and fully create memories and be existent in them. Be existent and present and aware. And fully enjoy it. So, on that note, let me know what you think of this. I am leaving my links and contact info below, but let me know what you think. I would love to hear your thoughts on this because, again, I'm just dumping my mind after reading my own article. I might read my other two now that I have done that, but stay tuned. Have a fantastic week, and I will plan on that. So expect through this next week to get a couple more podcasts of reading articles and then riffing on them. But have a fantastic day. Really think about this and see if it hits home and if it makes sense. And if you have any questions, feel free to message me. I would love to support you as much as I can or give you the best tips that I know possible. So on that note, I will talk to you guys again very, very soon. Bye-bye.